Hey, listening to Ozzy Osbourne Straight to Hell, the official theme song for Hell in a Cell 2022. Welcome into Tiger Talks Wrestling. I am your host, Tony, joined today by John. Welcome to the show.
What's up? How's it going?
Going pretty good, thanks. How you doing?
Doing good.
I had somebody else I invited as well. We'll see if he pops in here eventually.
We shall
But
see.
I guess we shall. If not, fine. If he does, cool too. Anyway, so interesting fact that they mentioned on TV this week that Hell in a Cell's card up until yesterday was all Raw matches.
Yeah, where is the SmackDown?
There wasn't any SmackDown ones. Oh, there he is. Welcome in, Busta Boy, to the show as well.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Kev?
I am okay, I guess.
Having issues getting in again?
No. Just I've been just preparing for this other challenge I'm going to be doing.
Okay. Nice. So anyway, as I was mentioning there, finally got a SmackDown match involved on the show as of last night.
Just one.
Yes, there's only one as of current, but I have a feeling they might add another one maybe at some point tomorrow, but we shall see.
Or as I like to call it, the piss break match.
I mean, you're
Well,
not wrong.
you're not
At this
fully.
point, it's gonna be if there's gonna be like a lot of them where it's like, well, I can use this moment to go grab me something to eat and go take a good shit real quick, and maybe when I come back, it'll be over.
I don't know if I'd go that far. Some of these are pretty good matches. They look like they will be, but anywho, we'll jump into it. I'll talk to John, get his opinion on some of the things we mentioned. Busboy and I were talking about yesterday as well. But we'll dive into the Hell in a Cell predictions first here, since that's what we're here for. Since I mentioned it, we'll do that match first. Madcap Moss, Happy Corbin, no holds barred.
Why? Just why?
Because you need pay.
Why am I getting Alex Riley and the Miz vibes from this fucking feud?
Right?
Yes, great comparison.
Stop, man. Just okay. To quote one of my favorite quotes that I love to do, just stop. Just stop it. No, stop.
If we're lucky, maybe this will be the end of their rivalry.
Look what time it is. It's stop o'clock. Okay, cool.
No, you Madcap Moss needs a lot of payback.
Madcap Moss will get his payback in this match.
100%.
No chance Happy Corbin's winning this.
Nope.
And for the love of Jesus and everything else that you may believe in, whatever the listeners believe in, for the love of it, can we please just end this fucking feud?
No.
Right? Let Moss move on and to something bigger and better, hopefully.
Or maybe he'll go and be on Superstars. I don't know.
What are you talking about? Next week he'll be all elite.
The way it's going, man.
Ollie.
Oh,
Just
he
don't
said
get
all
in, just
elite.
don't get injured and have to relinquish your belt that you just win, so.
Hey now, no digs at CM Punk.
Well, I mean, at least he's not backing out on meet and greets.
Sure
Yeah,
that. We'll jump into that more later, but that's
true.
the other company.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking that maybe we're going to be mad at the company for 8 years and talk about someone's dead mom, just like somebody else we know. Cry back.
Anywho, so I like all three of us, well, all four of us technically, because Hope's here too. Got Happy Corbin losing to Madcap Moss. We'll move
That'll
on
make
past.
me very happy.
They're gonna make
I'll be
everybody
chanting
happy.
"end this match" until we hear a bell. So, I'm hoping Madcap Moss wins this so we can just end this shit.
Yeah, and beat him with kendo stick. Yeah.
I'm sure he'll use more than a kendo stick, but yeah.
And chair.
Yep. And two boxes. So the next match we'll jump into.
Bianca.
No.
No?
No.
Wrong one?
Nothing. That one's too soon. Ezekiel going, or Elias, whichever you want to call him.
It's Elias.
It's Ezekiel.
No, it's
Elias. Going one-on-one with Kevin Owens.
Like, why? Why are we having this match?
Because.
Why is this match necessary? Why can't we just move on from this? It's actually Elias. We know you're Elias. No shit, Sherlock. Do we all know that? Yeah. Do we care? I mean, no.
Are we sure he's versing Kevin Owens and not Ken Owens?
I know, right?
And Kevin Owens trying to say he had an order of
stuff. This is another pointless feud that doesn't need to happen for literally no reason.
So I'll say this much. The feud is crappy, but the match itself, I'm sure, will be very good because these two guys are both very talented in the ring.
Oh, yeah. Both of them are really... Oh, yeah. The storytelling is trash, but the match is going to be great. But it's going to be overshadowed by the shitty storytelling, which sucks.
You're probably right.
Kevin Owens can work with just about anybody, you know?
But, I mean, KO did help out Stone Cold Steve Austin after how many years?
Yeah. He carried that match, but it was still good.
You're right on that, John.
Man, oh, man. So, but I got, okay, this one's a tough one. I don't know where they're going to go with this one. I'm guaranteeing this is not going to be over between these two. So
yeah, probably not.
But I'm thinking that Ezekiel's going to win somehow. He's going to get his ass beat, but he's going to somehow pull away with a win.
I agree with Busta, and this is why I'm saying this. It's going to be a mid-match. Kevin Owens has the match won. And then there's going to be like a pre-recorded thing of Elias from who knows when show up. And it's going to distract Kevin Owens. Ezekiel's going to get the win that way.
Yep.
I could see something like that happening. But yeah, I've also got Ezekiel winning over KO. Not his name anymore.
Who would have thought this time a few years back? Think about this. Kevin Owens, this time, a few years back, was Universal Champion.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary.
And last year, he was in one of the best feuds during the pandemic era against Roman Reigns.
That's true.
He's in a feud with freaking Ezekiel / Elias. Wow. What a fall from grace.
Kevin Owens.
I mean, even just go back to this feud with Stone Cold from WrestleMania. To going into this.
That feud was awesome, though. That feud was.
It was.
Great. It was.
That's my friend. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the build. I enjoyed, even though it took Stone Cold a while to get going.
And that was all KO in the build up to the match.
So. Yeah, he did great. He went out there, he did his job. He did what he was supposed to do. And now that's the one thing that he's good at, doing his job, doing what he's supposed to do. He's going to make Ezekiel look like a beast. I'm sure of it. So.
Yes, that's true. But in the end, Ezekiel will get the win, and who knows where KO will go from there. Hopefully, sooner rather than later, something bigger and better. But...
I know.
Probably another tag team of Owens and Zayn.
No!
I don't think that's going to happen after. But. Things went on the KO show last week.
Right. It was terrible.
Oh, Lord.
Moving on. I will move into a championship match. Got Mustafa Ali going one-on-one with Theory for the United States Championship.
What?
Oh, God. All right. There is no way in hell Ali is walking away with this championship.
I'll let John take that, and then I'll give my...
I mean, Ali is winning the match, but it's going to be by DQ, so Theory keeps the title.
Yeah, I mean, okay. There's a reason why I say that. The way Ali's booking has been since he started, since he tried to shatter the glass ceiling that is 205 Live, which was the best Mustafa Ali. It's been, we'll say shaky. We'll say shaky, his booking. And this is no different. Like, we see a lot of Mustafa Ali, then we don't see him at all. Then we see a lot of him, then we don't see him at all. You know, so it's clear they probably don't have anything better for Theory. So what better to do than just have someone to build him to make him look good? You know, Ali's a good worker, fantastic worker. He's going to go out there. He's going to do the best match that he can possibly do. And I think those two are going to gel really good together. I think they're going to tear the house down. But I think at the end of the day, I think I agree with John here. I think he's going to get the win, but he's not going to get the title.
Okay. So I'm going to go a little bit different from you two. I'm going to go with Ali. What a
shocker.
I know, right? I'm going to go with Ali getting the win here, too, but I'm saying he's winning the title here.
How?
Now, not something that we see happen too often, but they are in Mustafa Ali's hometown of Chicago, Illinois.
Wait, they are?
And I have a feeling one of the things that led to Ali coming back, agreeing to stay, pretty much, not that he had much of a choice, but coming back onto TV might have been getting a chance to be U.S. champion. Don't know for sure, but I could see that happening. I could see Ali winning the gold here. Do I think it'll be a long reign? Probably not, but I could see that happening and going on to something bigger.
He'll lose it on Monday.
No!
Possibly.
He just won it.
He didn't yet.
No, when he does. If he does. I think
so. Yeah, transitional champions, that's not the way you want to go about it. They're known, they're also known for burying people in their hometown, so.
I know, that's the only thing.
I'm sticking with burial Mustafa Ali. It is his hometown, so he's definitely not winning now.
I mean, think about when Jericho took on Punk back, I forget what pay-per-view it was in Chicago. Punk had the title. Punk loses the title.
If you want to go that route, if you're going to bring up CM Punk and being in Chicago as well.
Damn it.
I mean, Money in the Bank. Hello.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah, it's very few. You know, for some reason, Vince has this thing about hometown heroes not winning in their hometown. I don't know why he's got this, but since the whole Hogan thing, him, you know, I don't know what the heck's been going on with him, but like, it's very rare, like, that we see hometown heroes win. So that's the only way I go by the track record. And judging by the track record, I'm sticking with Theory.
Gotcha. We'll move on from there then. The next match, we'll go into the 2-on-1 handicap match.
Oh, jeez.
You got the Giant Omos and MVP versus the almighty Bobby Lashley.
Oh, the feud that never ends. It's like that one song from Lamb Chop's Play Along. You know, the song that never ends? This is the damn feud that never ends.
Wow, who expected a Lamb Chop reference here?
Like, come on. This is the feud that never ends.
It's gonna end.
Just end the damn feud already. We're tired. We know that Omos is a beast. We know that Omos is this, that, and the third. He actually sold a couple of moves. Good. Congrats. But
yes.
MVP is not gonna do much in this match. I think that we're gonna have a big moment where we're gonna have Omos be put in the Hurt Lock. Because that looks like, to me, like that's what they're building to. But because he has yet, I think he did not, if I'm not mistaken, in the cage match, he did not put him in the Hurt Lock.
So, no, I don't think he locked it in fully.
No, he attempted it, but it didn't work.
Yeah, he's going to lock it in fully, but I think we're forgetting one more thing. It's technically a 3-on-1, Cedric Alexander.
True.
So I think that Omos and MVP are going to get the dirty win, I think, because of Cedric. But he's going to get to lock in that hurt lock.
Huh. That's an interesting way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. So screwy finish. Lashley gets screwed again. That's what I look at it.
Well, I'll take from there. Bless you. Lashley is supposed to be their 2-1-B, whatever you want to call him, babyface on Raw nowadays. So I could see them having Lashley actually win this match. I don't necessarily agree with Buster Boy on getting Omos in the hurt lock, but I think Lashley will probably get a little vengeance on MVP and will pin or submit MVP in this match.
True. All right. So, back to what Buster was saying with a 3-on-1.
Because Cedric's really helped out.
Yeah. This is a total hot take. Probably will never happen, but I would love if it did. Cedric Alexander helps Lashley out. Lashley gets the hurt lock in, but it's on MVP. Because Omos is too busy trying to take out Cedric Alexander. So Lashley will win this match with the help of Cedric.
Hmm.
They can be friends.
Or what if they completely swerve you and they have Shelton Benjamin come out and help?
Shelton's out with an injury.
Perhaps.
Quotation marks, out with injury. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that's only for title droppers.
Right.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my bad. Having surgery.
Yep. Yeah, he's got to have surgery and relinquish his imaginary title. Give it back to the greatest champion of all time. The only man to hold every title at the same time. Vacant.
No. If you guys want to go into that, we'll get into that later.
Vacant. Later. The greatest champion of all time. Vacant. Champion.
There is no vacant because there's more to that story than what you're spinning.
I know. Vacant's still the greatest champion ever. He's held every title.
I mean, the best character in all the WWE games.
Yep. He's the greatest character, too. And somebody actually created Vacant as a character in the CC. No joke.
I believe it. All right, so back to the task at hand. And that's it. What? Okay.
I think that someone can help him.
We'll see. We're gonna move on to the six person tag match. Sorry.
It's not 6-man.
yeah, I misspoke.
We had that yesterday.
You got the Judgment Day, okay. Edge, Damian Priest, and Rhea Ripley facing Finn Balor, AJ Styles, and Liv Morgan.
AJ. You want to know something crazy?
What?
I'm actually looking forward to this match.
This is the match I'm looking forward to as well.
To say it's one of three that I'm really looking forward to most out of this show.
Okay, so here's a hot take. I'm about to say it. Liv Morgan's going to join Judgment Day. That's what I think.
No.
I disagree.
Disagree 100%.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I think there's going to be another member.
I agree with that.
I think that Judgment Day is going to pick up the win.
No.
And I think AJ is going to be the one, like he always does, takes the pin. Which, that's unfortunate, because I would like for him to beat Edge, you know, and hopefully have another one-on-one match between those two, which would be epic. Because those two tore the house down at WrestleMania Backlash. So
there's no house.
I think those two are going to do it again. I think those two are going to do their thing. But I think that I think Judgment Day is going to get the win.
John?
I agree. As much as I hate saying this, because you know how I feel about Liv Morgan. But Judgment Day is going to get the win, and I think there's going to be a surprise distraction here that we won't see coming to join Judgment Day.
Who?
Not quite where I was going with that, but...
Well, we know, but...
I was thinking Shayna Baszler.
Oh. Oh. Nice.
A big heavy hitter like Rebus. I mean...
Rhea.
Rhea.
Isn't she already in a tag team?
And Shayna?
Yes or no?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
So, I'll piggyback off that a little bit. John, you're picking Judgment Day to win, it sounded like, right?
Yep.
So, if there's a distraction from somebody joining the Judgment Day that's not in this match, I could see it being Ciampa. It's been rumored that he could be part of the group, but the person I think actually will join them will actually help them win and double-cross this team.
Ooh.
I think the Prince is going to be making that heel turn.
That would be nice to see.
But not yet.
I mean, that'll probably last a week before he goes back to NXT, but yeah.
I don't think so. I think this is what he needs in his career right now. I think that, no offense to him and AJ as a team, but I think that...
His booking as a face sucks.
Yeah.
It does. It's trash. They cannot book. I don't know
the
what it is.
The only person that booked him good as a face was Triple H in his first run in NXT.
For some reason, I don't know what it is about face turns and the booking. For some reason, they cannot book faces for shit. Like, honestly, they just can't.
Eh, for the most part. I disagree with when it comes to some people.
I mean, for some, yeah, but it's very rare that we see good booking.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you a good example. Like, with Cesaro, right? His booking was solid, despite the way things went down during his last year. You know, everyone felt like he should have been world champion, but I think his booking was pretty solid. I think Damian Priest's booking was pretty solid. For the most part, it was pretty solid.
Right.
But anyway, back on point.
But yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. I feel like Finn Balor's going to turn on his teammates and will help the Judgment Day pick up the win. Yeah, you disagree. You got Finn Balor, AJ, and Liv winning, and you're the only one that does hope. moving on to the semi-main event, the triple threat match for the Raw Women's Championship. You got big-time Becky Lynch going up against the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka, and of course, current Raw Women's Champion Bianca Belair, the ESD of WWE.
I picked Bianca.
This is okay. See, this is the part where the devil and the angel kind of play with me here.
Uh-oh.
So, the devil on my back is telling me two words come to mind when it comes to Bianca Belair every freaking time. Transitional champion. And I don't want to see that. The angel on my back, other side, is telling me that Bianca is going to retain. Because Asuka has all the momentum now coming back.
Does she, though?
For the most part, when it comes to Becky.
She's lost two singles matches in a row the last 2 weeks on Raw.
Yeah, but that also means she's got a good chance to win the match at the pay-per-view because she's lost the last two.
Premium live event.
That's the part with the devil on my back on the other side of my back is coming into play. You know what I mean? That one part of me is saying that Bianca's going to retain, but that big part of me is telling me Asuka's got this and she's going to be... I don't think Bianca's going to eat the pin.
Right.
For some reason, and they're damn sure ain't going to be a tap out.
No.
But I think Becky's going to eat the pin. I think Asuka's going to beat Becky to get the belt. I want to go with that. Asuka, new champ. That's what I'm thinking. As much as I want Bianca to freaking have a good run for a change. It's just something just tells me if I know WWE, I think they're gonna put the belt on Asuka for no reason.
No, two words: transitional champion.
Mm-hmm. It's annoying because that this would be the second run that got ruined by her being a transitional champion.
Now, you can't necessarily call her a transitional champion from her SmackDown Women's Title reign. That did last 4 months.
That lasted 100.
Yeah.
I thought it had to be at least 5 to not be transitional.
Something around that line. I mean, but a lot of that that run wasn't memorable. I mean, no offense to her, she's a great worker, fantastic worker. But it was, a lot of the matches were kind of forgettable.
I'd agree with that. That's the only main match you can say that wasn't unforgettable when she was the WrestleMania match with.
Yeah, and it took Sasha. Her losing that belt for her to create an unforgettable moment, which really sucks. And they tried to redeem themselves this year with a good match, which they did. They did a fantastic job. That was a great moment. And it would suck for her to lose it on some dumb stuff again, but I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. And once again, another forgettable run, which sucks. Because I love Bianca. I think Bianca is one of the most talented young stars on the roster. You know, and it sucks me saying that she's a transitional champion, but it just seems like as of lately, she's just been a transitional champion for bigger stars. When they have nobody else left, they just put the belt on her. And then when it happened with Becky, and I have a feeling it's going to happen with Asuka. And it's frustrating because I'm a huge fan of Bianca. I just want her to have one good damn run, you know? But that's just my opinion.
Right. Good job, John.
Well, so this match kind of reminds me of the ridiculous triple threat match we had at TLC between, I believe that involved Asuka, Becky, and
Charlotte.
Sasha or Charlotte?
Charlotte.
All right. When we all thought, oh, Asuka's only in there to get to take the pin, right? Or Asuka wins. So. I guess my real thing here is Bianca's about to hits Becky with the KOD and Asuka steals it.
Yeah, she spits the green mist in her face. She rolls out the ring, pins her. I see that.
Oh, I know. She spit it in Becky's face.
Yeah, she did spit it in Becky's face a couple weeks ago.
And she's
so I'm going to go against both of you here. I feel like they need, since the WWE wants Bianca to be seen as a major star in the women's division, they need to have her pick up a huge win in this triple threat match. And if she does win it, it would be huge. Because Asuka and Becky are two of the best that have done it in the last several years and two of the best former champions. I mean, you just look at the last couple of years and those are the two names that are synonymous with the Raw and SmackDown women's titles. Except for, obviously, Charlotte, but
no one cares.
She's neither here nor there right now. So,
but
with that said, Bianca's gotten her two WrestleMania moments, yes, but she needs a bigger moment. She hasn't really in a Royal Rumble win, sure, but she needs a bigger moment, and I feel like this is the chance to give her a big moment by picking up a win over Asuka and Becky Lynch.
Yeah, but you know,
doesn't matter. So I got Bianca retaining here. So that brings us to the main event. The lone Hell in a Cell match on the card. Seth freaking Rollins versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Do we even have to debate this one?
No.
Now I think we all four probably say the same guys winning this match.
The same person that won the last 15,000 times they fought.
Not 15.
They've only fought two other times.
15,000, two times. Same thing in freaking wrestling years.
This match is needed between these two and inside this Hell in a Cell structure, in my opinion, though.
I mean, to be honest, like all joking and stuff aside, you know, we've seen, you know, me, I always go, we've seen this before, but again, we've seen this before, but I don't get sick of these two.
No, me neither. You know,
these two, they always have something different in each of their matches. It's like with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Like, you've seen those two fight like 50 billion fucking times, but there's always something different in each match.
It's been a lot, though.
It's not that many.
And I think that there's going to be some different stuff.
Well, yeah, they've got the cell to work with.
I think somebody's going off that cell.
Eat the cell.
I know maybe. For sure somebody's getting going off that cell. For some reason, I just feel like someone's going off that cell. I feel like they're going to go up top. Either someone's going through or someone's going off of it. For sure. That would be a huge moment, and they're going to most likely eat the pin. And who better to eat that pin and ride him off for a while than Seth Rollins? You know, so I think Cody's winning it.
But will it really lead to being written off TV for a while? I mean,
it will not.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, we've seen Drew and Roman's Hell in a Cell match 2 years, not Roman Randy's is what I meant.
Yeah, those two, I know they won't write them off, but, you know.
And Drew was on the next episode of Raw.
But yeah, I think those two are going to tear the house down. They're going to blow the roof off of it. And Cody is going to win. And he's going to continue his road to become world champion.
He needs a title.
Yes, I agree. Cody needs a title. And I don't feel like he needs the world title first. I feel like he should have another title before that. But
probably like the Intercontinental title or something, you know?
Well, I would have been fine with him being the United States champion when he had that match against Theory that Rollins cost him. But
I don't know. Yeah,
I just had a feeling that was just to build story. I just knew.
Yeah. Oh, I figured that too, but still, it would have been nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I think we all got Cody Rhodes winning this match. Again, they've had two stellar matches at WrestleMania and at WrestleMania Backlash. Mm-hmm. The reason I say this feud needs this is because of the way that the WrestleMania Backlash match ended.
Oh yeah, because Cody took the side tight and grabbed him and pinned him, and the referee did not see.
Right, after Seth tried doing the same thing. And Cody was able to reverse it. So Cody didn't get a clean win there. He got a clean win at WrestleMania, yes. But I feel like he needs a clean win here to further his journey towards, as Buster Boy mentioned, the WWE Universal Championship.
He needs
undisputed.
He needs to.
I look for after this is all done, I look for him to go and continue his feud with either the United States type champion or another title. They're going to want to put a title on him ASAP, because with potentially MJF, even before the pipe bomb stuff and everything, potentially signing, and you know Cody's good buddies with him, they're going to want to try to get in pretty good with him. So
I mean, you can't really blame him, though, either, because Cody, since he has come back, has been a ratings draw, and his merchandise has been selling quite a bit. So he's got to be up there. So Cody has proven, since he's returned, that WWE's investing in him isn't a bad thing.
No.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
John, you got anything you want to add to this?
Yes. All right, so obviously they're going to use the cell as a huge selling point here. And I feel like it's going to look like Seth's going to win it with a curb stomp on top of the cell. And you know how like the cells used to open up top in the back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Cody's going to counter that, and they're both going through. And Cody's going to land on top of Seth. That's going to be the end of the match. But you want to know how you end a feud properly? You start another feud right away, and this is probably a long shot, but
it's only been 2 months.
Can we see the Fiend come back? Hear me out on this. I know he was released, but so was Elias, and then we got Ezekiel.
Elias was never released.
He just left.
He just was dead.
Yeah, same thing. Dead.
Not same thing. His it contract was never thing. Up.
But
he was never fired, like unlike Bray Wyatt.
Just take it in here.
We'll get the
Fiend away. Return, and we get another terrible Fiend Seth Rollins.
Oh Lord!
How about Cody? Oh, no.
How about no? Never again.
No, yeah, I agree with that. No, never again.
Even Seth Rollins said, "How about never again? How about no?"
No.
Here's one better. How about the Fiend and Roman? There we go.
That could happen.
Or Fiend and Braun again.
Oh, that's the next member of the Judgment Day, the Fiend.
No.
There you go.
No.
Yeah. He can feud with like Theory and stuff like that.
I mean, Busboy and I were mentioning Bray's texts that he posted within the last few days too. Yes,
yeah.
So. He said
he was supposed to drop a promo June 1st and never did. So something's up.
Sounds like he's coming back somewhere, whether or not it's to WWE or showing up somewhere else very soon. Anyway.
We need long.
For some reason, I don't feel like he's going to come back to the WWE because everyone's expecting him to come back to the WWE.
Hey.
For some reason.
I don't know. We'll see.
I disagree.
But Hell in a Cell will end with a Cody Rhodes victory, send the crowd home happy. I think Cody goes from there maybe to win, become Mr. Money in the Bank in July. We'll see.
No, it's gonna lead the Cody and Rollins tag team.
Let's not do that.
Not after all that. Not after all that. Each other through.
It's gonna go so terrible.
I mean, I don't know about that. Look at Sheamus and Cesaro. They started off as enemies.
What about Jack Swagger and Cesaro?
Yeah, but I was going a little more recent.
I mean, I would be okay with never, ever, 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 ever going with another Jack Swagger run in WWE again.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah, he ain't coming back.
Good. I think he's a lot better in AEW.
I think we'd see Moxley over back before we see Swagger.
I agree.
Hey.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be playing.
I think we'll see Ryback back in WWE before we see Swagger back.
I don't know. I don't think that would happen.
Yeah, I know.
As long as it's just Ryback and not Rybacksel.
Speaking of Axel.
Oh, yeah, here it comes.
Curtis Axel is back in the company, but he's not as a wrestler.
It's okay. He couldn't wrestle anyways.
Well. Okay, then.
He wasn't perfect.
No, he wasn't Mr. Perfect. He wasn't his dad, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually not very many
people, irrelevant.
Not very many people could match up to their father. I mean, look at Bray Wyatt, right? He turned around to be bigger than his dad.
I was going to say, if you want to go that route, look at Randy Orton compared to Cowboy Bob.
Are we just, like, not going to say Dwayne Johnson and Rocky?
Well, that's another shot you can do.
Or Roman and Zika?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot all about Zika.
But
I don't know if you can quite say the Usos yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't quite say the Usos. Well, in a way, you could. I mean, tag team-wise, yes.
I mean, because Rikishi and Too Cool.
I mean, they're no Young Bucks, but they're getting there.
Who's said anything about those two?
Yeah, but you know how I feel. I went on the record multiple times to state how I feel about the Young Bucks. So
I know. That's what I said. Why are you mentioning those two? They did have a pretty good match against Lucha Brothers last night. Give them that.
Yeah, they actually put on a decent match.
Yeah. They can have good matches, but they're still not the best tag team in wrestling. No, like,
when they're not thigh kicking it, when they're not thigh tapping every match, they're doing pretty damn good.
Riddle just has to be by himself.
Yeah, I think that Riddle would be better off by himself right now.
No, he has to be now.
Shin's not fully injured, but.
Yeah, but he's still injured.
Yeah, storyline wise, I guess.
Doesn't mean he's actually injured.
AKA, we don't know what the hell to do with you, so we're gonna just injure you.
Yeah, wonder how long Randy's gonna be injured, with quotations around it.
He's probably not even injured.
I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he's just got some time off.
Yeah. Hmm. He deserves it, though. Let him rest up a little bit. He deserves it. He's really done a lot.
Wow, if there wasn't a pay-per-view coming up soon that, you know, could have a good surprise entrance. Oh, I don't know, maybe a surprise of Money in the Bank?
Hmm. Maybe it's time for Randy Orton to win Money in the Bank.
Again?
Yep.
I don't know.
No, I mean actually win it this time. Like, when people want it.
Yeah, and Cody can win the WWE title, and then he can cash in on him and screw him out of the match.
Great no, WWE actually, booking.
To be honest, I don't think either one of those two is winning Money in the Bank. I think somebody else is, but I'm not going to go into that right now.
Later.
Yes. That'll come closer to July 2nd when that paper premium live event is.
It's not a pay-per-view anymore.
It's not.
We have to wait until July for Ronda, too. The game.
Yep, we gotta wait until July for Ronda to be in the WWE 2K22 video game.
I can't wait that long.
I'm not waiting for Ronda. I'm waiting so I can finally use Doudrop to make a female shield.
With Doudrop and whom?
Who?
Doudrop, Becky, and Liv Morgan.
Oh, jeez.
That'd be an interesting female shield.
I'll be waiting for Stacy Keibler to get in that game. Ooh. so I can create the superheroes in training.
Nice.
Umaga, Rikishi, and the Hurricane, and Stacy Keibler.
Well then.
Little hint there, Umaga has been his superhero in training before. Well, yeah. Rosie has, but it's time for Jamal.
Rosie wasn't Umaga, but yeah.
Wasn't Jamal Umaga?
Yep.
He was.
Yeah.
So anyway, shall we mention the big news, two news pieces coming out of AEW this past week?
You mean we haven't mentioned them yet?
No.
A little bit, but we didn't go into full detail.
No.
So, John, I got to get your opinions on it because Buster Boy and I talked it over last night. And what do you think of the whole MJF situation? Was it a work? Was it
real?
A shoot?
You know,
a promo on Wednesday night?
Well, the whole. Let's back this up a little bit. So, with the whole meet and greet thing, I thought, oh. He's just doing a great job as a heel, not giving a hell right. about anyone. Perfect. And then you start hearing the rumors and all the shit. It's just like, could this actually be happening? Could we actually get a dream mic match between The Miz and MJF?
Can we not? Can we please not?
Just think of the microphone battles those two would have, though.
Be a long episode of Miz TV.
You're damn right.
That's half a SmackDown right there. So, I mean, I really could care less about it because I'm not a fan of MJF, but I feel like the amazing feud you could have with him actually coming to WWE would be epic. So...
Why didn't he just leave? If he didn't
want to
beat it.
So, I mean, yeah.
So, yeah. Off that, I felt like that was all...
Shut up.
Would you hush? a shoot when it came to him not being at the fan signing, but then it got turned into a work when it came to the promo, because they had him and MJF. I don't know now. MJF and Tony Khan had to have had a sit down at some point to agree, come to an agreement for MJF to work the pay per view at Double or Nothing to give up that win to Wardlow. And then there's no way TNT, TBS rather, and Tony Khan would have okayed MJF to go out there and just spew off whatever he wanted to on TV, live TV.
It's MJF, he don't care.
That might be the case, but like I said, I can't see Tony Khan just giving him a live mic. So that was definitely two turn to a work, in my opinion. Where it's going to go from there, I had no idea, but I kind of have a feeling it's going to lead towards MJF perhaps getting himself in the main event of Forbidden Door now.
Now, there is some other news that popped out, too, today.
Well, yesterday.
That they were going to be giving, now with CM Punk relinquishing the belt.
There's rumors not relinquishing any belt.
Huh? He's going to be an interim champion.
Yep.
There's an interim champion. CM Punk's still the champion, otherwise.
Yeah, isn't it supposed to be the winner of a battle royal take on Moxley, then that person takes on the dude at the Forbidden Door?
So here's how it's going down. This Wednesday on Dynamite, they're going to have a battle royal to kick off the show. The winner of said battle royal will go on to face the number one contender for the AEW World Championship, Jon Moxley, in the main event of Dynamite.
I wonder who it could be.
And then, from there, they're going to have at New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion pay-per-view a match between, let me look it up here real quick.
So let me get the names wrong.
Tanahashi, yes, he's one of them. And, like I said, I got to bring it up here. AEW posted a full press release today.
Oh, how nice of them.
Uh-huh. It's their AEW championship. What do they call it? I know you don't know. I'm looking for it. Give me a minute. Yes, you can play that music. That's fine. I have it up on my phone, but I'm kind of busy at the moment. There we go. The Interim World Championship Eliminator Series. There we go.
So that sounds terrible.
Anyway, but this Wednesday, Battle Royal, winner faces Moxley in the main event to see who goes on to Forbidden Door. And then on June 12th, in New Japan Pro Wrestling's Dominion event, from Osaka Joe Hall, you got Hiroshi Tanahashi and Hiroki Goto, however it's pronounced, will face off against each other. The winner of that match will go on to face the winner of the Moxley in the Battle Royal match.
So Dixie Carter called. She says she wants her bad ideas back.
I know, right?
Wait, there's a Dixieland match going on?
No, you got to put the spider in the lap. You got to put the spider up on a pole.
No,
we gotta have another carrot match with spider on a pole match.
Anyway, the winner of those two matches will go on to face each other in the main event of Forbidden Door on June 26th to crown the interim world champion. Then, once AEW World Heavyweight Champion CM Punk is medically cleared to compete, he will face the interim World Heavyweight Champion. Yeah. An unification match.
That sounds like...
Man, I didn't know. I thought this was AEW, not TNA.
This sounds like Vince Russo levels of messy.
I know, right?
That's a lot of, if this happens, then this will happen. If this happens, this will happen going on.
Well, to me, after they had Tanahashi show up on Dynamite last week, that pretty much tells me Tanahashi's going to beat Gato at Dominion, and he will be main eventing Forbidden Door.
No,
whom against?
Too predictable. This is AEW, not WWE.
But then again, they could also
AEW can be predictable too.
They've done some predictable stuff
too. Yeah, it is true.
They've done a lot of predictable stuff too. I mean, I tell you what, I think the best thing they did, though, honestly, I couldn't see anyone else really beating Britt Baker, was put the belt on Rosa. But what was the whole point if she was just going to win the whole tournament anyway? So what was the whole point in that?
Right. Yeah, they should have. AEW should have taken that opportunity to have Ruby win the Owen, in my opinion, still.
Or put Abaddon in there. Abaddon. She hasn't been used in forever. You know how I feel about Abaddon.
Uh huh.
I'm very open about how I feel about Abaddon. I feel like she's.
But anyway. Hey, we could end up seeing this upcoming Wednesday on Dynamite in the main event, John Moxley one-on-one with Bryan Danielson again.
I'd be okay with that.
That could happen. I mean,
can't think of a better match.
I'm thinking more likely, possibly, to see John Moxley go one-on-one with MJF in the main event. But...
And then MJF wins it. What a shock.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking. Leading to an MJF CM Punk unification match at some point.
Who would have saw that coming?
Nobody.
Me.
I don't know. We'll see, because they haven't announced anybody that's in that Battle Royal yet. The only thing they have announced otherwise for that show is that Hangman Adam Page will go one-on-one with David Finlay from New Japan.
Yeah. Should be an interesting match.
It should be. All right. Those are the major topics outside of WWE-wise. This is the first time I've gotten two of you together on here. I want to get you guys' opinions on the certain walkout as well, though.
Oh, Naomi and Sasha?
Uh-huh.
I feel like everybody has the right to do whatever they want, they wish. But if you go out there, right? You have a job to do. You right. know this job. All right, that would be like me going to Walmart. My job is to greet people at Walmart. I don't like being looked at the certain way. So I decided to walk out because I don't like how someone's looking at me. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. It's not pretty. It's work, though. It's like with Sasha and Naomi, any problems that Sasha Banks has, you know what I mean? It should have been before this. You had ample time. And I get it. It gets frustrating. You know, you want to be the better person. But you have a job to do. You weren't going to freaking, it ain't like they were going to bury you. You know what I mean? But you were going to win the six-pack challenge.
Well, Naomi was going to.
Yeah. So what was the whole point in that walkout? It made the walkout pointless.
So, no, I kind of disagree with you there because their whole point was that they wanted Naomi to go on to lose to Bianca Belair at Hell in a Cell. They wanted Sasha Banks to go on to lose to Ronda Rousey at Hell in a Cell. Been there, done that, Sasha and Naomi, or Sasha and Ronda-wise. However, that wasn't the only point of their walkout. One of the major points for them was that these two are the women's tag team champions. They're being fed to the singles champions, and they're not set to defend those women's tag team titles.
Because they don't care about the tag titles.
Exactly. That's Sasha and Naomi's problem.
I mean,
Sasha and Naomi felt like they were being disrespected. So I understand why they walked out.
The thing is, though, when you put those tag, when you have a conversation, you know this. You know how people feel about the tag team division. They don't take them seriously. You know that already. You know? So the way I look at it, in my opinion, were they wrong for walking out? No. Absolutely not. This is not the only time. A lot of people forget. This is not the only time Sasha Banks walked out. Remember, her and Bayley won the tag team belts before.
Yeah.
They dropped the belts before. They were the first tag team champs.
Right.
They dropped the belts before because of this. You know, that's the reason, one of the reasons why they dropped it before. They wanted to take the tag team division more serious. But I can see a lot of great tag teams lining up if they took it seriously. But the tag team division in the WWE has been dead for a while. Like, not just the women's tag team division, but the men's too. You know, it's been
dead. I think the main problem there is that Vince is always hot and cold when it comes to tag teams. So,
bro,
he's one of those things. Like, a lot of people forget, Randy and Riddle weren't even supposed to be. That was a throw the shit at the wall, see if it sticks tag team.
Right, and they're supposed to be broken up a couple times already, and yeah. Randy's kind of talked him out of it.
Yeah, and he actually liked, he started beginning to like Riddle.
Right. Remember when he started riding his own scooter?
Yeah.
Good times.
I liked RK Bro, and believe it or not, I actually really liked RK Bro a lot.
Right.
But the point, I get the point that she was trying to make as well, but you know the tag team division is in the state that it's in. Right now, you know this because you know they have the conversation in guerrilla position. You know what I mean? They know that before they go out there, yeah, you're winning the tag team belts. You know, but to me, I get the reasoning behind it and I understand and I agree with it, but it's one of those two where you know what you're getting yourself into before you get into it, though.
I feel like there's even more to it than just that for Sasha, though, because reports that I've seen is that she was originally supposed to win the Royal Rumble this year and go on to compete for the SmackDown Women's Championship at WrestleMania. Ronda got that spot from her.
Yeah, I got a feeling that it's much bigger than the tag team thing. I think the tag team thing is just a crutch. I think it's just overall just years and years and years of frustration.
Which is understandable when it comes to Sasha and Maya.
Yeah, indeed. She hasn't had very good booking since her women's championship run at Hell in a Cell against Charlotte. She has not had a good actually, to be honest, her booking has been up and down since the Iron Man match at TakeOver.
True.
Yeah.
So I think it's much bigger.
I mean, other than Sasha's SmackDown title reign that ended at WrestleMania last year, every title reign she ever had as a single competitor, at least, was like very short. Some of them were only a day.
Yeah, one title defense.
Yeah.
And what used to piss a lot of fans off is they know she's a talented individual. This is the cousin of Snoop Dogg.
Right.
She has a natural ability to entertain.
Yeah.
You don't want her to go into acting. You want her to just sit there. But what do you want to do with her? You don't want her to go and make her own mark as an actor, which she's a damn good actor, by the way. I seen her in fucking The Mandalorian. She was awesome in there. But you want her to sit there and do nothing. I think it's bigger. A lot bigger. I think she used this as the last straw that broke the camel's back. And I think Naomi walked out too because I think those two got together. I think those two brought up some good points towards each other. And Naomi was like, you know what? You got a point. I'm going with you.
It's a respect thing. Those two respect each other.
You know, Naomi has not had a singles championship reign in almost 6 years.
Right.
Her last feud was against Carmella.
Well, against Sonya was her last feud.
Yeah, her last title feud.
Last title feud, gotcha.
Yeah,
come on, Tony, stay with it.
And I believe she lost the belt and then won it again, then lost it, I think, a couple of weeks after to Alexa Bliss.
No, Naomi had to vacate it, and then she won it back from Alexa Bliss, and then lost it eventually and didn't really get a title shot again.
She never got a rematch, I don't believe. And she's been in limbo ever since.
Pretty much.
And if that is the reason for you walking out, I understand. You know what I mean? But if it is for one match, that's a dumb reason. But like I've mentioned, much bigger reason, and I feel like we have just probably seen the end of Sasha Banks and Naomi in terms of WWE. I think they're done.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
I think they're finished. They're finished temporarily, but I think they're going to come to an agreement for a while, but eventually they will end up leaving, I think. That's just my opinion.
I know some people like to draw comparisons to the Stone Cold Steve Austin walkout years back in 2002. Not the same situation, I don't feel like, so
not
I don't think
you all.
Draw not full comparison, but
there was a lot of frustrations with that too, with Stone Cold back in 2002. He was hurt and they wanted him to wrestle hurt. He was the only person on that roster aside from The Rock that they didn't have no secondaries, and they wanted him to lose to Brock.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, they didn't just want him to lose; they want him to job out to Brock. Like, what kind of look is that going to look like for somebody like Stone Cold Steve Austin, one of the greatest pro athletes of all time, jobbing out in a 5-minute match to Brock Lesnar?
Right.
And I could understand that, but this is entirely different. This is years and years and years and years of frustration.
I feel like coming out of this, I feel like Naomi at least is going to stick around WWE. I mean, she's got her family there. Sasha, I'm kind of up in the air on whether or not she's going to stick around or she might look into other options.
Because this is not the first time Sasha's walked out.
Right.
She's walked out before. She's taken mental breaks before.
Right.
And this is not the first time that she's been frustrated. The last time she had one of those moods, she came back and her hair was different.
Yeah.
I don't want her to come back and pull a Britney Spears and shave her head completely bald on TV now.
Please not gonna.
I would hope not.
Yeah, I don't want that. And I don't want her freaking tearing up pictures of Vince McMahon saying fight the real enemy and walking away.
Right.
Yeah, I do wish Sasha the best. Honestly, I wish her the very best. I hope things work out. I think Naomi is going to turn eventually and join the Bloodline eventually.
Right.
I would love to see that. That would be awesome because first of all, she's been a face almost for the majority of her career. She's been a face, not all of her career, but majority of it, a good chunk of it. It's time for a change.
I'd agree.
It's time for her and Jimmy Uso to be the next Triple H and Stephanie. Power couple.
Perhaps.
Bury all the talent. Bury them all.
But yeah, we'll just have to wait and see how things turn out there. But definitely interesting weeks that we've had leading up towards Hell in a Cell. Yep, Drew McIntyre's birthday is on Monday. He mentioned that on SmackDown. He also mentioned that he's looking to win the Undisputed Universal Championship at Clash at the Castle 2 in September.
What? I don't think he will.
Hey.
I don't know.
He wants some more gold. He lost that unfair.
I feel like Drew and the New Day should get a rematch against the Brawling Brutes again at Hell in a Cell, but
they just haven't announced it yet.
Yeah.
And it's those decisions that make me roll my eyes and go, really?
And they're going to announce it and put it on the pre-show.
Yep. So this is what Drew McIntyre has been reduced to, huh?
No, I doubt Drew's going to be on the kickoff show again.
No, he was last.
I really wish they would actually do something with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing stuff with him, but, you know, I want them to actually do something.
I want another heel turn.
Like, his okay, when he won the Royal Rumble, I was very vocal about how I felt. Because I believe I picked him to win it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was very vocal about it. I picked him to win the title. And they did nothing with his reign. But I understand why, because given the circumstance. But this guy carried a lot of the pandemic era.
He did.
Yeah, a lot of his matches were talked about. I mean, it's Drew fucking McIntyre. So, of course, yeah, I mean, I followed his career for a long time. And the dude can go. Just give him the freaking ball and let him go with it.
Yep, I agree.
Stop pulling a Shawn Michaels when he was the freaking commissioner back in the 90s. Stop dropping the ball. Yeah. I'm gonna have to throw a basketball in there. I'm gonna have to drop a basketball and say, "Oh, there goes Vince dropping the ball again."
All right. Well, we're a little past an hour here. I think those are the main talking points I wanted to bring up. So, anything else you guys gotta wanna bring up before you plug?
Not that I can think of.
I'm saying those are the only stories I can think of at the moment, so. All right, Bus Boy, I know you got your plug. Go ahead.
I am. My Twitch channel, as usual, twitch.tv/BustaBoy. I'm going to be doing a speed run here, but I'm going to be running through every single wrestling game that has a season mode. So I'm not going to be doing the modern day ones, just all the way up to SBR 2009. I'm going to start from the original SmackDown, and I'm going to even do some WCW games and go all the way to SBR 2009 and do all the Road to WrestleManias and season modes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. John, you got anything?
Nope.
Because they didn't figure. So, with that, what I'll plug is the next time I'll be having a prediction show will be in time for Money in the Bank. That being Saturday, July 2nd is when the Premium Live event takes place. So, not sure when exactly I'll do that yet. Might be earlier in the day that day, but we'll see. That will be, with it being Money in the Bank, though, I'll probably do that like I do SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania, and do that over on the YouTube channel. On here, the next time, perhaps you hear a prediction show, as this is just the second one this year. I've been slacking on them.
Hey.
Horses.
I don't eat it.
Probably won't be until Clash at the Castle-wise in September, because, or maybe AEW's Forbidden Door. Might do one for that on here. So,
might have stay to. Tuned.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the next one then on here for Forbidden Door. Since we were talking about AEW stuff, that would be appropriate, I suppose.
Huh. This would be the first time I'll be doing an NJPW one for all y'all.
Yeah, I'm not... Yeah. That's knowledgeable about New Japan Pro Wrestling, but I do know a lot of the superstars they've got there, so wrestling, whatever.
I will tell you, I am the least knowledgeable when it comes to that. I don't follow it like religiously like some people do. Yep. You know, I know some people that are just all over the place with that. They're like, "Oh, why don't you watch New Japan?" Because it comes on at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning and I can't see it. It's like 6 in the morning over there. Like, how am I going to see any of that? Like, I want to see Wrestle Kingdom, right? It started at 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, I can't watch that. I'm tired.
Yeah. That'd be pretty much you'd have to do an all-nighter.
Yeah. And you have to stay up all the way to the next day. And I'm like, first of all, I'm old, okay? I'm 35. I don't have the stamina that I used to have to stay up like I used to. Secondly, I'm old.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, 30 is the new 60. Did you not know?
Wow.
Yeah, 30 sucks.
And, you know, it's like, where'd the stamina go when I was like 25, 26? I could like,
you got left behind.
I could play football, get freaking destroyed on the field, and then still come home and still have a lot of energy. Now I can barely get out of bed sometimes. Like, I don't feel like it.
All right. So this portion of the program has been brought all. They're brought to you by. No. But anyway, thank you, Buster Boy. Thank you, John, for joining. This has been our Hell in a Cell prediction show with a little bit extra, as usual. We take you out. Yep. We take you out with the last half of Ozzy Osbourne's Straight to Hell, the official theme song for tomorrow night's Hell in a Cell.